Welcome to The Refresh from Insider. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra. It's Tuesday, August 30th, and we're here with you updating the news all day, every weekday.
Here's the latest.
Do not drink the water. That's what Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves is saying to the people of Jackson. The city's water system has been on the verge of collapse for a long time now, and residents were put under a boil water notice late last month. Yesterday's flooding made things worse, and now the water crisis has reached a critical level. Reeves has declared a state of emergency.
It means the city cannot produce enough water to fight fires, to reliably flush toilets.
Officials are now scrambling to deliver drinkable water to 180,000 residents.
Bad news for Snap. Snapchat's parent company is planning to lay off about 20% of its 6,000-plus employees. That's according to The Verge. Snap has apparently been planning layoffs for the past several weeks, and some teams, like the group that helps build mini apps and games inside Snapchat, will see the most cuts. Its hardware division that makes Snap's camera glasses and its now defunct camera drone will also take a hit.
A severely immunocompromised person who had monkeypox has died in Texas. This is being reported in some places as the first monkeypox-related death in the U.S., but the state's health department says it's still looking into what role the disease played, if any, in their death. The department repeated that the illness isn't usually life-threatening, but that anyone with symptoms should go and get treatment ASAP.
The internet could soon get a lot safer for kids thanks to a new bill passed in California. The California Age Appropriate Design Code Act, great name, rolls right off the tongue, would require apps and sites to reduce risks for users under 18. Among other things, it would require companies to implement default privacy settings for minors and prohibit them from collecting personal or geolocation data. If Governor Gavin Newsom signs it into law, it could force tech companies to implement changes that would affect the whole country.
Zombie ice sounds kind of scary, and unfortunately, it's a real thing with pretty scary implications. Zombie ice is basically ice that's no longer getting fed by larger glaciers. Because of climate change, glaciers are getting less replenishing snow. So this zombie ice is doomed to melt, and according to the AP, one zombie ice sheet in Greenland by itself will eventually raise the global sea level by at least 10 inches. Scientists say it's much more than expected and completely unavoidable at this point.
Hey, if you like any of these segments that we're producing for The Refresh from Insider, did you know that you can share any of them on social media? It's true. Just look in the description section of your podcast app and you'll see a little share link next to each story. It's super easy. Give it a try.
Coming up, why more infectious diseases are spreading nowadays.
In Baghdad, protesters have left the city's green zone after 2 days of violence, which left at least 30 people dead and 400 injured. That's according to Axios. It all started after influential cleric Muqtada al-Sadr announced he was resigning from politics. But today he appeared on TV to apologize to the Iraqi people and asked his supporters to stop. Within minutes, the AP reports, they started packing up and leaving.
Lawmakers in California have passed a first-in-the-nation bill that could potentially improve the working conditions of the state's fast food workers and give more than 500,000 of them bargaining power. If signed, the bill would create a council where employers and employees would negotiate things like compensation and safety for restaurants statewide. The fast food industry and Republican lawmakers oppose the bill. They say it will drive up costs and serve as a stepping stone toward mass unionization.
Finally, some good news. A penguin at the San Diego Zoo has been fitted with special orthopedic shoes. Lucas, an endangered African penguin, has a degenerative foot condition, which for some reason is adorably called bumblefoot. Aw. But not so adorably, the condition can lead to death if it's not treated. Thankfully, the footwear will prevent Lucas's little feet from developing dangerous sores when he stands and walks. I'm not crying. You're crying.
Sure, it's pushing 80 degrees in almost every corner of the U.S. right now, but that hasn't stopped Starbucks from launching its fall menu today. Yep, that means pumpkin spice lattes are back, baby. Every year, Starbucks sparks debate for launching its fall items like pumpkin cold brew too early. But even though there are several weeks left of beach weather, I say slip on those Uggs, grab a beanie, and sip on that apple crisp macchiato. You deserve it.
Tomatoes are great in sandwiches, salads, and pasta dishes, but you know where they're not great? In the middle of a highway. But that's what happened in Vacaville, California, when a truck transporting the fruit crashed and spilled 150,000 tomatoes onto Interstate 80 early Sunday morning. Cars continued to drive through the mess, creating, well, a tomato paste, and caused three other accidents. Now those are some rotten tomatoes.
COVID-19 is becoming part of our daily lives. Even the CDC has relaxed pretty much all of its guidelines. But just as we're catching our breath, yet another disease pops up. Monkeypox is spreading across Europe and North America. Even polio seems to be making a comeback. It can just all be very overwhelming. So Insider's Hillary Brick, who covers public health, is here to put it all into perspective. So Hillary, are we seeing an increase in communicable diseases, or is this all just in our head?
Yeah, so I wasn't totally sure before I started reporting this story, but it turns out that there is an uptick in infectious diseases circulating in people around the world. It's not something necessarily that happened just since COVID. You know, there's been an increase in recent years of different kinds of outbreaks, but we're certainly seeing a lot this summer.
What kind?
Well, of course, you mentioned monkeypox and polio, but, you know, in recent years, there had been Zika, chikungunya, which used to just be relegated to a small area of the world, breaking out on other continents.
And what are some of the reasons why we're seeing an increase in the spread of these diseases?
So there's several interrelated factors. Experts I spoke with thought of at least seven, but three of the biggest are human-animal contact, travel and migration around the globe, and climate change. So those three factors put together are really exacerbating the trend.
Yeah, let's talk about climate change, because a lot of the new disease spread seems to be coming from the fact that viruses, for example, are thriving in places that they previously couldn't, right? So how does climate change fit into all of this?
Yeah, so I think the biggest factor in climate change is really the warming of the climate, but it's not just viruses. You think about mosquitoes and tick-borne diseases being able to spread in much wider ranges. One expert I spoke with said that, you know, tropical diseases, the tropics have moved into Europe and North America now.
And now we're dealing with polio, Hillary? Like, didn't we get rid of polio? How is this happening?
Yeah, we did get rid of polio. And the problem is that there are areas of the U.S. where vaccination rates are quite low. And so this is something that disease experts have been warning about for decades now, with backsliding in vaccine uptake in rich countries like the U.S., France, you name it. There's a more vaccine hesitancy going around. But one of the experts I spoke with said we didn't expect to see it happen quite so quickly. But indeed, the county where this first polio case was detected in New York has a very low vaccination rate. It's lower than 50% in kids who are like 2 years old, which technically every child in the U.S. should have a polio shot by the time they're two.
I know you're not a doctor, but a lot of my millennial friends are calling their parents to see if they've been vaccinated against polio.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is something you're seeing. Should we be worried about it if we are vaccinated against it?
Yeah, it's such a good question because, you know, the whole point of vaccines is to stop the spread of diseases. And so there's like a lot of chatter now about if I was vaccinated for polio as a kid and now I'm 34 years old, what's that vaccine doing for me at this point? But the good news is most kids were vaccinated as part of their routine vaccination. And so most people have some level of good protection against polio.
Checking that off my list of worries. Yeah. So all of this feels like a lot. And it's hard to live in this constant state of alert. So how can we, Hillary, in our everyday lives, figure out what's worth worrying about?
Yeah, it's such a good question. And I remember talking to people in the early days of the monkeypox outbreak, and they were expressing almost no alarm. And certainly the situation is fluid and changing. And so, you know, as we saw with COVID, it can be really confusing and frustrating when things are changing day by day. But for diseases like polio and for monkeypox, you know, as long as you are up to date on your vaccines and you're being careful about coming into close contact with people who might be sick, of course, monkeypox does not spread the way that COVID does. And so it should be, in theory, a little easier to stamp out. But, you know, as we're seeing now, it is really spreading very fast.
Well, Hillary, thank you so much for coming and chatting with us.
Thanks.
Hillary Brick covers public health for Insider. Make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And please leave a rating and review. It helps other people discover the show.
You can also just tell your smart speaker to play The Refresh from Insider podcast. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra. Talk to you soon.